You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah, you see? We're gonna do what we wanna do, you see? We're gonna get what we wanna get, you see? And baby, yeah, she gets what she wants, yeah?
Here's looking at you, kid. Oh, for really, though. I'm nuts. No, seriously, prove I'm nuts. I mean, everybody else is trying to prove I'm nuts. You know who's really trying to prove I'm nuts? Oh, I don't know. Probably the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. He probably wants nothing more right now than to prove I'm nuts. You know why? Because I have proven he is beyond nuts. He's crazy to think that he can pull this off for so long. Because now people are like, so long. Bye, Gavin. I wouldn't be surprised to know that people are leading the charge against Gavin Newsom. I don't even want to, his name makes me gag. I'm gagging on his name. I just gagged on his name. Newsom. But seriously, the dude is such a puke. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Like, I tried to apologize to him. I really did. I don't even know why I did that. Cause he just, the more and more he's on TV, the more and more he's making people upset and angry. And they're telling him, it's time to stop this silly charades. Like, I'm not the only one who's saying this. It's time to put it back to normal. It's time to do what we're doing on a normal basis before you came and did this stupid shit. It makes no sense. So yeah, try to prove I'm nuts, right? Try to prove I'm nuts and 5150 me, right? Is that the plan? The 5150 everybody you don't agree with? Now that's nuts. That is absolutely insane tyranny. Like, don't you get it? Don't you understand how crazy you look? Not me, you. There's several thousands of people. I'd probably even say a million. Or millions. Let's just go ahead and say billions. Let's say everybody else agrees with me, but they disagree with you. All you agenda pushers. Right. Sure. Okay. All right. Sure. It's funny. It's funny the lengths that someone will go to try to get their way. It's just absolutely insane, and I don't get it, and I never will get it, and I don't want to get it, and I don't want to understand where you're coming from, because I'm not going to. Nobody is going to. Anybody in their right mind, did you hear me? Anybody in their sane mind, not their lizard brain, but you know, their cortex, like wherever the whole thinking part, the rational, logical thinking, the part that makes things make sense, like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. You know, the people who use that part of their brain, they're not agreeing with you, any of you who are doing this. Not even Governor Greg Abbott in Texas agrees with you. He says if you're not wearing a mask, you're not getting a fine. Because this is not the wild, wild west, do you understand? It's not bang, bang, shoot 'em up. This is not the last frontier. This is, even the last frontier is not the last frontier anymore. Don't you get it? This is a civilized society now. For the most part. While looking at you like you're bona fide nuts. You're trying to prove we're nuts, but it doesn't take much to prove that you're nuts. What's it gonna take for you to give up the charades? For real. What's it gonna take? Because it's not gonna take less patience. It, you know what I mean? It's not going to take flattening the curve, whatever the fuck that means. Excuse me, can anybody tell me? Excuse me. Yeah, you. What does this mean to flatten the curve? Watch people try to explain that shit.
Oh, that means, yeah, it means, fuck, I don't know.
Like, they'll try and come with something intelligent, right? And you're just like, shut up. I'm just saying. I really don't care. I don't give two shits or a fuck. I don't care anymore. I am past the point of giving a fuck what about, like, nobody wants to care about this anymore. And that's another head scratcher. Like, why? Why? Doesn't make sense. But you know, Hillary Clinton can't keep doing this. What is this? Everything. Everything the bitch is trying to do. She can't keep doing this shit and thinking that she's gonna get away with it or something. That is nuts. That bitch is fucking batshit crazy. She is fucking absolutely insane, and everybody who voted for Donald Trump agrees. How many that really was in reality? I don't know. I don't know how many votes they faked. I don't know what they did to get him elected. I have no idea. Nor do I want to say I don't care, but I do care because, like, you know, that's how tired of this shit I am. Like, I just, moving on, whatever. Judicial Watch is the only one who's trying to nab Hillary right now. But does anybody, like, really understand that? Judicial Watch is the only ones really pushing for anything to do with Hillary Clinton right now. Why? How come Trump isn't? Trump doesn't seem to care. Keywords, he doesn't seem to care. Yeah, I don't get it. How do you just not care? And why not? How come you don't care that Hillary Clinton is still roaming free on the streets? Is she giving you too much delegation and too much money? Like, I don't, like, is she delegating too much for you? Is she helping you out too much? What's going on? Why are we not sacrificing Hillary Clinton the way she's sacrificing children? Like, hello. Like, I'm so tired of this shit. This shit has been dragged out. It's been way past 4 years now. Like, she should have been locked up a long fucking time ago. Like, centuries ago type of shit. For real, dude. For fucking real. Not even kidding. For fucking real. The bitch needs to be burned at the stake. Marina Abramović needs to be burned at the stake. Like, don't you get it? Don't you guys get it? It's not alleged what she's doing. She's really out there doing it. Oh well, whatever. Moving on, right? Moving on. Because that's what we're told to do. Move on, move away, go away. Nothing to see here. Makes no sense, dude. You know, Candace Owens joined the Chance Trahan for President's issue page, Clout Grabbers. They take my policies, post them on Twitter, like that's their idea to do this in politics. To end taxes is not even my idea, but nobody's carrying the torch for it. So here I am. I'm the torch carrying idiot right now. Hey, we need to get rid of taxes. Like, hey, hey. Like, I only say idiot because I feel dumb. You know why? Because I'm the person who's having to do this. I don't get it. I don't get it. But you know what's funny is that Candace Owens took the tweet down. Somebody screenshotted it, but she took it down. I don't like taking tweets down. I'll take it down to edit it if it's a typo or something, or I can reword it better. You know? But she took it down. It must have cut into her funding. Her campaign, I'm sorry. Her, how do you say? Her constituent funding. Her committees giving her funding. You can't do that. You can't just say you want to get rid of taxes. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. No, it's only crazy to you because you're a politician. Like, you don't get it? Jeez, try to prove I'm nuts. It's very fucking difficult. It's damn near impossible. You know why? Because I make too much fucking sense. And you make too much fucking money. But I gave Candace Owens clout. Yeah, that's right, I gave her the clout. Not the clap, the clout. I gave it right to her. I started tweeting to her. So now Candace Owens was given clout and ammunition. So let's go ahead and talk about what I gave her. Hold on, gotta look for the tweets. Be right back. 1 second. A couple things I found that are pretty important to bring up while you're waiting for this to all, you know, be read to you what I put on there. Okay, so H1N1 broke out on Obama's watch. H1N1 allegedly affect 60 million people. Did you read that number? 60 million. Did you catch H1N1? I didn't. Anyone else noticing a trend? Donald Trump is not a fake president. He's an impeached president. Disney disbands employees from showing up to theme parks that are known for showing off holograms and other unbelievable visual effects. Profits wildly off insider trading through current shutdown. Then, suddenly, we have the U.S. Navy alleging they see UFOs. It's crazy. These deep fakers that I'm exposing's eye sockets are moist as fuck right now. Look at Greg Abbott killing you with kindness. It's funny. David Icke is shredding Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. It's crazy. I say David Icke, but I think it's like Ike or something. D-A-V-I-D-I-C-K-E. That's his name. Oh yeah, there I go. I said, where's this tweet posted via Real Candace Owens that attempts to suck the life out of my presidential issues page? Sorry, I jumbled my words there. She deleted the tweet? Oh. The world isn't a hologram, but Disney got holograms and visual effects as long as you've got the money to allow them to provide their services. Straight up. Straight up. Broadcasting stations won't show me on TV. They absolutely refuse to give me airtime because they know I'll destroy any shot that my fellow candidates have at winning. Because I know how to explain their scam so all of you can understand. Operation Mockingbird is in full effect. If you're wondering why they took Donald Trump out of Home Alone 2, it's because of the equal time rule. Which means if they put Donald Trump in Home Alone 2, then they have to put Sleepy Joe in Home Alone 2. Which means they would have to put me in Home Alone 2. You get it? So what is Operation Mockingbird? It's a secret campaign by the CIA to influence media. The organization recruited leading American journalists into a network to help represent the CIA's views and funded some student and cultural organizations and magazines as fronts. The Walt Disney Company is a publicly traded corporation which is owned by its shareholders. Below is a list of the top 10 shareholders, with number one being the Lauren Powell Jobs Trust, run by Steve Jobs' widow. And it's the largest stockholder, owning 7.27% of the shares. And here's the Candace O clout. That moment, AOC, who is Cortez, couldn't solicit enough, potentially unlimited personal cash, contributions to her colleagues in order to have her Greenhorn deal signed into law. So she took to the streets raising money right after the bill was most likely rewritten to flop. Given the real Candace O. And it's Leonardo DiCaprio. Ah, I'm trying my best. Then I said, that moment, Speaker Pelosi cock-blocked AOC's Greenhorn deal, and Chuck Schumer grabbed a laptop and started trolling the bill that was scheduled for Capitol Hill. And Cortez begged her not to do it and promised them the world, hence what's going on. But they did it anyways. Not good enough. Given to real Candace Ho. That moment, Speaker Pelosi took in over $1 million in contributions, then transferred $854K to Blue Raw Dogging Democrats, then pocketed the rest, $187,700, by means of her Nancy Pelosi Victory Fund. Terrible name, by the way. Given to real Candace Ho. What a filthy habit. And it's a baby going nuts over a cone of ice cream. The moment Speaker Pelosi and Mike Pence fully embraced the more you help your colleagues, the more influence you can have concept. I want to be vice president. I want to be American. I want to hold an office. Give me a better seat. Give me more money, kissy face. And it's pictures of Mike Pence with Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. And she's swearing in without a Bible. Then there's pictures of AOC and all them. You know who all the regular people are. Swearing in on a Quran. You heard me right. Not a Bible. Not the faith which this country was founded upon, but on a Quran. You guys understand that shit? I'm really trying to drive that home on a Muslim Bible. This is where I say the freedom of religion has gone way too far. It's being used in ways it was not intended to be used. Craig Britton is the one who said that our Constitution is being used in the ways it was not intended to be used. They are perverting the Constitution. Not only perverting it, but they're wiping their backsides with it. Yes, they are wiping their ass with the Constitution. Are you okay with this? Is this all right with you? It's not okay with me. I have no idea where they get off doing this. You know what's funny is, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is getting ripped by people. He should be getting ripped by people. Like, do you not remember everything that happened? Yeah, okay, he got rid of Sheriff Israel, who told the guy to stand down in the shooting, spoofing, whatever, at the little David Hogg event. Yeah, we're calling it the David Hogg event. But yeah, he got rid of him, and supposedly he's doing a really good job. But the only person I really see doing a really good job is Greg Abbott of Texas. I mean, he's standing up against some of this, at least, right? Like, that's good, at least, right?